This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is paying tribute to the late John McCain, who died losing a battle with cancer on Saturday. Scott Morrison is the Prime Minister of Australia.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends. It's like the loss of a family member.
Meanwhile, here at home, President Trump faces criticism from some for rejecting a statement in praise of Senator McCain. The Washington Post says top aides wanted to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero, but President Trump decided instead to send a short tweet offering deepest sympathies and respect to McCain's family. The father of a University of Iowa student allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant says she was nobody's victim. Molly Tibbetts' father urging people not to politicize her death. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
They're investigating a mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday.
So there were three deceased individuals at the scene, one of those being the suspect who took his own life.
That sheriff says the suspect was 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore. 11 people are hospitalized. A big sigh of relief for folks on Hawaii's Big Island after Hurricane Lane did not make a direct hit, but the weather system that's now a weakening tropical storm poured more than 4 feet of rain on them, and more still coming down. Roads were washed out, homes were damaged, and hundreds of people did have to be rescued. Scientists are saying there's no need to worry about it, but a giant asteroid is zooming our way and will be passing the Earth on Wednesday at a distance of 3 million miles, which is a close call by space standards. They describe the asteroid, which was discovered in 2016, as being about the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Playwright Neil Simon, behind so many Broadway hits, including The Odd Couple, Sweet Charity, and Brighton Beach Memoirs, has died at 91. Simon once said his critics could never understand how he, who began his career as a joke writer for Sid Caesar, became such a huge star writing for Broadway.
Because I wrote a play almost every year, 27 plays in 30 years is almost every year. So anyone who writes that many plays, it couldn't be very hard for him.
Simon's family says he died early yesterday of complications from pneumonia while surrounded by loved ones at New York's Presbyterian Hospital. His breakout hit was Come Blow Your Horn in 1961, but he also wrote Prisoner of Second Avenue, Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Sunshine Boys, Plaza Suite, Chapter 2. They all made him a household name, and some of his Broadway successes were turned into movies. The Odd Couple became a TV series as well. Again, Neil Simon. Simon, dead at 91. And Detroit will be honoring Aretha Franklin this week with a number of funeral events. There will be public viewings tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, followed by a free tribute concert. Franklin's funeral will be held on Friday. Aretha Franklin died at her home in Detroit earlier this month after a battle with pancreatic cancer. The Queen of Soul was 76. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see.
Back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Will Ford and Matt Lockett joining us right now, Christian leaders and authors, with an incredible story and a unique background that, you know, for those of us that have been praying for racial reconciliation, this will encourage you, their story. Will is a descendant of slaves. Matt is a descendant of slave owners. Now, they befriended each other on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, only to later discover, if you can imagine this, it was Matt's family who owned Will's family. Will and Matt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
It's an honor to be on your show, Bill.
Well, Will, let's get the story from your side. You're a descendant of slaves, and you're dealing, you know, with your life and your life story, and by chance, I mean this is the hand of God, obviously, to bring you and Matt together, and you realize wait a minute, we've got some we've got concurrence here. What's going on here? Tell me.
Yeah, well, you know, for years I've been traveling around with this 200-year-old kettle pot. That's what was actually passed down from the slaves in my family. That's really how everything kind of started, is with this part of the kettle. It was used by the slaves in my family. It was used for cooking. It was used for washing clothes. But secretly, it was used for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
What they would do is they would go into a barn late at night, make sure everyone was asleep on the plantation.
Right.
And then they would take this pot in there with them. They'd take the pot so that the pot would muffle their prayers as they were praying, so that the slave master wouldn't hear them.
Mm.
So the reason why is because on this plantation they were beaten for any reason, and praying was actually one of them. A lot of slave masters wanted slaves to be Christians, but they didn't want Christian slaves to pray, because they thought it would foster hope, and if they got hopeful, they thought they'd run away. So this man would literally beat them if he heard them praying. But these folks prayed anyway. They would go into their barn at night, take their pot with them, turn it upside down, and then prop it up with rocks so it just went off the ground about an inch or two. They would then lay flat on the ground and pray underneath the opening between the ground and the kettle, so that the kettle would muffle their voices as they prayed through the night. And the story that was passed down with the pot is that they didn't think they would see freedom in their time, so they prayed for the freedom of their children in the next generation. Right. So one day, freedom does come. This young teenage girl decided to keep that pot story in our family. And we also thought, why would she do that? Well, she's probably thinking about all those who are dead and gone, who risked their lives to pray for her. And she's probably thinking about all those who are too old to enjoy the freedom she's about to embrace. So she keeps that pot and that story in our family, and she passed it on to her daughter, Harriet Lockett, who passed it on to Noah Lockett, who passed it on to William Ford Sr., who passed it on to William Ford Jr., who then gave it to me, William III. And so it's been in our family as it's like a memorial stone to remind us of all the people who have, you know, labored and sacrificed and gone before, especially in the place of prayer, because literally, you know, they were just using that pot as an acoustic means to keep their prayers from being heard. But they're literally, according to Revelation 5 and 8, there's a prayer bowl in heaven that catches up prayers like incense.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So it's an awesome reminder of that. So that's why I was actually sharing that story the day that Matt and I met.
Mm-hmm. And so, Matt, you're hearing this story. So what draws you to this? Is there something in your inner being that that connects the two of you, even without knowing the full story?
Well, yeah, you know, there's an interesting little detail that Will didn't mention. It's that he was at that gathering at the Lincoln because he had had a dream. And I was there also because I had had a very unusual dream that I know was from God. And so we were both there because of dreams. That was kind of an interesting detail to, you know, us coming together. And so, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this man that I don't know tell this story. And then I actually hear my own name mentioned. So my name is Matt Lockett. And Will was telling the story of his slave ancestors and about how the kettle was handed down to Harriet Lockett and then down through a Lockett family name and then ultimately to Will Ford. And so, you know, I went up to him after the meeting. It was actually a prayer meeting that we were at. Mm-hmm. And went up and introduced myself afterwards, and we started comparing notes. And it just seemed like an interesting coincidence because my name was spelled with two T's. His Lockett's spelled it with one. My Lockett's were from Kentucky as best as I could figure out. We didn't really know because we'd lost our family history. And Will's Lockett's were down in Louisiana. But it was just enough that mostly our hearts connected and we just became very good friends. And then through the years, we just began to run together in ministry. And we've traveled all around the country and we've led prayer meetings that are focused on three things. We've been praying for revival to come to America again, Great Awakening. We've been praying for healing for the racial divide in the nation. And we've also been praying on the life issue, praying for justice for the unborn. And, you know, we just became friends. You know, before any of this story came out, we just became friends.
So, Will, how did the story come out that brought you two together? You know, explain that to our audience.
Well, I think one of the interesting things that brought it about was, one, I had a dream about Martin Luther King, which actually led me to that event. The person who was putting it on asked me to share that dream and bring the kettle, and it was MLK Celebration Day. Mm-hmm. And interesting thing for Matt, you know, he has a dream about the guy of the event, and he didn't know the person over the event. It's the first time he'd had anything like that happen. So that's how we met. We meet on MLK Celebration Day at the Lincoln Memorial where Dr. King does a dream speech. But everything started, the Thomas started connecting together after we'd been friends for about 10 years. Matt found out about a house in his family that was actually one of the places where the Civil War was fought at, and this happened to be the last battle of General Lee. Matt, you want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, Will, you kind of dropped out there for a second.
Oh, I did.
What I found out, Bill, what I found out was that the last battle of the American Civil War was fought in my family's front yard. This was a history our family that had been completely lost. And so, you know, here we've been praying for racial healing. God, of course, at times had connected that to the nation's history of slavery and the Civil War that was fought to end it. And then my genealogy suddenly, it gets revealed through some research, and we found out that the last battle was fought in my family's front yard in the middle of Virginia, 3 days before Lee surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse.
Okay, so huge coincidence. Here I have this kettle pot in my family. Slaves prayed underneath it for freedom, you know, and then something, of course, connected to the Civil War. Matt had his family. family where the Civil War ended in their family's front yard, connected to the Civil War. We thought, oh, man, we have these cool histories, you know, and it's connected to prayer, too, because you think about, you know, there's this,
right.
there's a house of prayer in our nation that should be standing in the gap between the divides, and there's prayer bowls that should be filled to pray for awakenings. So we thought it was this cool coincidence, but then...
I'll tell you what, real quick.
Yeah.
If you can stay with me for just a moment, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back and pick up the story. We're going to leave everybody on the edge of their seat for just about, just about 4 minutes. But hang with us here, okay? This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer.
here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Will Ford and Matt Lockett, and we're getting the background of their most incredible story. Will is a descendant of slaves, Matt a descendant of slave owners, and they befriended each other. And, you know, we're on a mission, really, from God in praying for revival for our country, for racial healing. You know, meanwhile, there's more to their story than they even knew. And suddenly, what is this, Will? 10 years later or so in your relationship, you get the whole truth and nothing but about your background and your connection?
Exactly right. That's a good way to put it, too, Bill. We get the truth and nothing but the truth, and the whole truth is what really happened. So, you know, so Matt goes to Lockett's farm house. He found out it's the real place, and so he makes this amazing discovery there. Yeah, go ahead. Matt, tell him about the part.
So I found out about that house, and I thought it was long gone. Well, it turns out that it's been preserved. There's actually a family that lives there now, but there's a historical marker in the front yard that says, "Here Lee fought his last battle." Mm. And, the house is still covered in bullet holes from that day of battle over 150 years ago. They've preserved it. Huh. And I was reading one historical account and it described the scene, and it said this, that Lee turned his cannons around in the front yard because his wagon train could go no further. And it said the Union Army emerged from the trees in the backyard. And then it said this, "As you can see, the Lockett farmhouse was all that stood between the two armies." And that has been so meaningful to me because I think it's a picture of what the church should be doing in America right now, to be a house that's willing to stand in between the brothers that are trying to rip each other apart. It went on to say that at the end of the day, that house became a hospital for both sides. It became a place of healing. And I think that that's what the church is supposed to be. It's a high calling for the church right now to be willing to get in the middle of things. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to do that. And just like that house, I think if you do it, you're gonna carry the scars. You'll take some shots from it. But I tell you, it's worth it.
Exactly.
Well, when you think about what God has ordained in the church, Matt, or for the church, this is when you are lockstep with God, you do those kind of things. If you are operating within the mindset of humanity, well, then you isolate and you protect yourself and you hold to your individual cause. But that's not the heart of God, is it, Will?
No, it's not. You know, if you look at Jesus, and you know, there are lots of people talking about privilege or this kind of privilege or that kind of privilege or whatever. Some of it is a lot of guilt manipulation, but there is some truth to it, and it's this. When you have privilege, Jesus never uses privilege to protect himself. He always put his privilege at risk so that other people could flourish.
Exactly.
And I think that's what we're called to do. As believers, you know, no matter the race, we have the privilege of being in a proximity with a relationship with Jesus Christ that lasts an eternity, lasts forever. And it's our job to use our favor to put it at risk so that other people can come to that relationship to reap the benefits of what we have from being part of being kingdom citizens. You know, so that being said, it's our time right now, it's our charge to put our favor, our privilege at risk to see other people flourish
exactly.
In society as well.
Well, yeah. Matt, God blesses us so that we can bless others. I mean, we cannot contain it. It has to pay forward. If not, then we're like the Dead Sea and we start smelling, you know, and, it's not a good thing. So in this revelation, you're back at a family farm. You see all this stuff and how, is it in an instant right there that the pieces come together to go, wait a minute, Will and I are much closer than we realize here. We've got a lot more history than we even thought in the last 10 years. How did that happen?
Well, I went into that house. The man who lived there invited me in, and I was stunned when I walked in, and my family tree was framed and hanging on the wall in that house. It had been preserved with the house. And my research that we had just recently discovered, I got it out. It was a hand in the glove. It was my family. And he began to ask me what I knew. And, of course, I didn't know much. But he's like, you know, he began to explain, like, some of you left here and went to Kentucky. And that was the only part that I knew.
And then he said this. He said some left and went to the deep south. Some were involved in very significant historical events. But then he said some left and went to Louisiana. And then in some cases, the handwritten ledgers, there was a typographic error, and they would accidentally drop one of the T's and change the spelling of the name. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, so much had come together, but I'm still kind of in shock that this can't possibly be true. But I gathered up all the information I had, and I went to Will's house. He lives down in Dallas. I live in Washington, D.C. And we just laid it all out in between our families, and we looked at it, and we just began to weep over it. And Will, why don't you share what we discovered?
So my oldest known family member was a man named Isaac Lockett. And in the 1870 census, he's 90 years old. He's living there in Lake Province, Louisiana. But he said in the census that he was originally from Virginia. And that was the linchpin. That was like the keystone that like connected the dots, because the only Locketts at the time period in Virginia was Matt's family. So we did another year and a half worth of research. And so we found through empirical evidence that Matt's family is the family that owned my family, where that kettle pot came from. So, you know, you think about it. Here's my family praying for the ending of slavery. And then all the way up at the farmhouse where the people used to own them, slavery comes to an end in their front yard. But then because he's the God of the past and the future, he connected two people from those same family lines together to war against injustice in their day and to cry out for awakening in their time together. And it's just amazing, powerful, just beautiful story of how, you know, God, you know, that pot comes from Lake Providence. And you think about it, the Puritans used to call God just that, God of Providence. They called him Providence. Maybe the Lake of God's Providence is way deeper and wider than we know. You know, maybe the color of our skin, the families we're born into, all that, maybe Providence has a way of working all things together for his good when we submit ourselves to him, to his purposes and calling in our lives. So that's kind of our message. And it's also a message of healing, because Matt and his family also had family members that took a strong stance against slavery, even taught slaves to read and write, even fought for the abolition of slavery. You know, so he had people on either side of the issue. And, of course, in my family, of course, you think about generational curses and blessings. I have family members who have done things we're not proud of. But then we have these folks back here who are contending for revival and the ending of slavery and prayer. So in all of our families, we have what we call generational curses and generational blessings. They represent these dominating themes in our family. They represent narratives or storylines. And what God is trying to shout to America right now is this: what storyline do you want to be a part of? The healing or the hurt? The blessing or the curse? What storyline are we going to be a part of right now? And that's really the core of our message.
Matt, can you imagine the prayers that are echoing in that slave pot that Will holds? I'm overwhelmed to think of, you know, the legacy of prayers that are in that. And, wow, I know that we're not to over-spiritualize, you know, things like that, like a prayer pot. But as Will aptly said, it is a memorial. You know, we don't want to turn it into something that becomes an idol. But, wow, you know, Will, what you've preserved there and what your family has preserved really is, it is a righteous and godly sort of thing that we can even be talking about it today. And Matt, I know that you and Will have come together to write a book that is releasing soon, titled The Dream King. And in the last minute that we have together, tell us briefly about that and how they can get their hands on your book and find out all the details of your story.
Go to dreamstreamcompany.com and go to the store there, and you can get the book there. That's dreamstreamcompany.com.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website, too, at billmartinezlive.com. Well, we got to leave it there. Will Ford, Matt Lockett, thank you so much. Lord bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bill.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us, Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. and one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. To get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is paying tribute to the late John McCain, who died losing a battle with cancer on Saturday. Scott Morrison is the Prime Minister of Australia.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends. It's like the loss of a family member.
Meanwhile, here at home, President Trump faces criticism from some for rejecting a statement in praise of Senator McCain. The Washington Post says top aides wanted to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero, but President Trump decided instead to send a short tweet offering deepest sympathies and respect to McCain's family. The father of a University of Iowa student allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant says she was nobody's victim. Molly Tibbetts' father urging people not to politicize her death. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Here 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and yes, for times like this, I tell you, that's the thing you can count on is prayer, no doubt about it. I want to encourage you for that. Tim Winter joins us now. He's the president of the Parents Television Council. The Parents Television Council is a nonpartisan education organization advocating responsible entertainment. Tim, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, good day to you and your listeners from Southern California.
Hey, and I'm right with you. I'm just up the road in Long Beach right now, getting ready to head to Hawaii to go see the two-year-old grandson to go hug his neck like crazy. Looking forward to that, I'll tell you. So all kinds of fun here. And at least things have calmed down weather-wise. When I first got here from Florida, I thought maybe Florida had followed me when I came here. And, you know, of course, the state is still burning. Burning, but not quite as bad as it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, we're glad we could turn down the heat on you a little bit, and it sounds like you should have some nice time there on the island.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. Hey, we've got lots to catch up on, particularly with this stunt that, you know, the movie Eighth Grade decided to pull last week. Tell our audience, you know, what happened with this, with the screening?
Yeah, this is a motion picture that is called Eighth Grade, and it is about life in the eighth grade. The critics really like it. They say it's a very powerful, truthful, telling story about, you know, how difficult life really is in middle school right now. And the film had some very edgy content, Mm-hmm. It had a lot of profanity, including a lot of F-words. Mm-hmm. And when the Motion Picture Association of America screened the movie, they rightly, properly, gave that film an R rating, the right. moniker of an R, which was correct, which was accurate.
Right.
The production company was able to partner with some studios around the country and basically proclaimed their movie to be too important to prohibit children without their parents from coming in to see the movie.
Unbelievable.
And so what they did was they allowed special screenings where the R would be ignored. Children of any age could come in by themselves to watch the film. And to add insult to injury, they even made it free mm-hmm. so that, you know, the kids didn't even have to ask the parents for money.
Yeah.
So to us, it was just the ultimate, for a movie company, it was the ultimate in an end run mm-hmm. on parental authority. How can parents expected to do their job well when the movie theater basically took any oversight whatsoever away from a parent mm-hmm. by allowing kids to come in for free and see a movie that, according to the industry's own guidelines, they could not, should not have seen without their parent present?
Well, in future purchases, the parents could withhold investing any more money in those theater houses. There were some 50 theaters, I understand, one in each state that did this. Tim, this is such a disconnect. Eighth grade and an R rating. How do you put those two together? I got to tell you, if my parents knew eighth grade was going to be rated R, they probably would have told me to skip that grade.
Looking back at my experience in eighth grade, I wouldn't mind skipping it altogether. It wasn't necessarily a fun place, but
yeah.
You're right. You know, when you think about how what parents are supposed to, you know, parents are told, hey, you got to be a responsible parent, do your job. Right. I mean, this is something that if the movie is so important. If this is such a real life depiction of eighth grade, then the eighth grade kids already see it, at least in theory.
Mm-hmm.
So the important part should be letting parents be involved in this process. And
Instead,
they were carved entirely out of the process. And that's what has my dander up on this one. And mm-hmm. so we're calling on the MPAA and also on the organization called NATO, not the one in Europe, NATO, mm-hmm. NATO, National Association of Theater Owners.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who are supposed to enforce at the ticket box office.
Exactly.
The MPAA guidelines. So, mm-hmm. so in our view here, a standard either means something or it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they are whittling away at the integrity of a system that most parents, even if they don't necessarily agree with how the accuracy of the rating, they understand how films are rated mm-hmm. and they understand if PG-13 or R is too much for their child, they can make that choice. And here they were stripped of that opportunity.
Well, especially with some of this stuff, Tim. I mean, once it's exposed, once it's out of the bottle, as they say, you can't put it back in. You know, we had a situation where a parent, I don't know what she was thinking, takes her 12-year-old daughter, and next thing you know, there are sexual devices on display, and she leaves, but meanwhile the child is exposed to this, and. You know, and the sad part of our culture is all this stuff is so pervasive, and it's almost like, you know, some parents are throwing up their arms and just saying, you know, I can't fight this anymore. I don't know what to do. But, you know, we're here to say, look, you've got, for the sake of your children, your grandchildren, the next generation, you have got to resist this. You cannot take it lying down.
Exactly right. And I chuckle in disbelief. Sometimes that what some of the folks do in the entertainment industry to take yet one more slice of innocence away.
Exactly.
Just it's being carved away slice by slice.
Right.
And here's another little dissection of integrity and innocence of children.
Yeah. Well, you know, we visit every week with a counterculture mom, and she exposes, you know, these rappers and musicians that have two versions of the same song. One version is for their children. The other version is for public consumption. And guess which one is the harsher of the two? You know, this is the kind of hypocrisy that is taking place. Even these musicians and these purveyors of said product know there is a difference. Speaking about the pervasiveness of this, I also see where... the Parents Television Council is calling on Viacom to rate MTV VMAs, which is going to be airing, next week for mature audiences only, because we know what is put out over the airways here. I mean, it's amazing they've been able to get away with it this long, and I appreciate you calling them out for this.
Thank you. Yeah, the show airs on Monday, and this is a show on all the different Viacom networks, especially MTV, but the Video Music Awards show every year has a shocking, profane, vulgar, sexually explicit, you know, moment two or three or four, and every year it's rated as appropriate for children to watch, and every year we call in Viacom afterwards saying, how could you possibly not rate that TVMA? And they said, well, we couldn't have known. Well, if you couldn't have known last year, and you couldn't have known the year before, and you couldn't have known the year before that, and yet it happened every single time. You know, how come on, doesn't pass the laugh test. It's,
yeah, why don't you watch their videos and listen to their music and tell me that anything but is going to be on display?
Yeah, it's if you can't guarantee that your editors are going to be able to bleep out things they should do that shouldn't be under a TV-14, don't rate it TV-14, rate it TVMA. But, of course, they won't, because a lot of advertisers will stay away, and they'll lose money.
Tim, we've got about a minute and a half left. I wanted to ask you about Netflix. What's going on here with this child pornography? And I think of Netflix, and I think, well, didn't the Obamas just sign a deal with Netflix? I mean, are they not that they're directly involved with this, but aren't they by implication?
Well, Netflix is basically the darling of Hollywood right now. They are paying countless millions of dollars. They're spending billions of dollars on programming, on producing new programming. They're spending countless millions, and they're giving it away to all sorts of new producers in Hollywood who have done a lot of stuff for TV shows, and they're luring these producers away to produce for them. And this movie in particular has a 9-year-old girl in a sexual situation that I would never even describe to your radio listeners, but just know that they're asking a 9-year-old little girl to be part of a sex scene. And they say that if you have a problem with it, then you're the one who's depraved. And so we're calling on Netflix to remove this movie. It's child porn. Remove the movie. Be a corporate responsible citizen.
Well, Tim Winter has been with us, Parent Television Council. Tim, how can people be in touch?
Yeah, please learn about us on our website, parentstv.org, parentstv.org. It's a treasure trove of information for you.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Government and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a real treat for you. We're going to talk about birds of prey, and that prey is not P-R-E-Y, it's P-R-A-Y, the story of the Philadelphia Eagles' faith, brotherhood, and Super Bowl victory. Rob Motti has written a book. I mean, think about this. They were the number one seed in NFL history to enter the playoffs as an underdog. Their star quarterback was out with season-ending knee injury, five-time Super Bowl champions. New England Patriots towered over them, but public opinion didn't matter to the Philadelphia Eagles. They believed in each other. And as for the band of Christian brothers on the team, they believed in the God of the impossible, and they played for an audience of one. Rob Motti, of course, is author, radio and TV personality, dynamic speaker who has covered the Eagles for the Associated Press since 2000. He is a passionate Christian devoted to spreading the gospel. He launched Faith on the Field show on Philadelphia's 610 ESPN Radio in April of 2017. Rob, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
What a great story here to be able to get into the interior of a Super Bowl champion team and realize, you know, for those of us that were watching the Eagles come together, you could sense there was something real special in the interior of that team.
Yeah, there was. And this was a team, Bill, that you saw that developing early on in 2016 when they weren't that great on the field. They were only 7-9. But there was a day in October of that season, 2016, and they baptized five players in the cold tub at the team's practice facility. And I could tell that the seeds were being planted and the camaraderie was starting to build and the bond was developing and it centered on their love for Christ.
Who led the way, Rob, in that?
there was a backup tight end at the time. His name was Trey Burton. He went on to throw a touchdown pass to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl and one of the greatest trick plays in sports history. But mm-hmm. Trey was a guy who was really the spiritual leader of the team. And then Carson Wentz comes in as the starting quarterback, high draft pick, and a guy who's really grounded in his faith, and he's part of, he becomes part of the group, and Zach Ertz, the tight end, who also took a leap forward in his journey with the Lord, and then Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, Chris Maragos. You had all of these guys. Trey was really the guy who would get them together and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. But this mm-hmm. team, they would gather three or four times a week. They'd have Bible study with the team chaplain one night at the team facility. Then they'd do a Bible study as couples at a player's house with their wives and significant others. Then the night before a game, after they go through the walkthrough practice and meetings, they get together, whether it's in a hotel room or in the lobby or whatever, wherever it would be, and they just do like a little fellowship and accountability time. So these were guys who were devoted to living it out in their life. You often hear of players talking about God and talking about their faith, and you don't know how much they are carrying it out and living it out. And what made this team so unique is they were young players, they were bold in their faith, and they were willing and open to sharing on the platform that they've been blessed with their faith and to talk about Christ. And it was just a beautiful thing to see. And once they won that Super Bowl, I knew I had to tell their story, and I had to tell it from this perspective, because if it wasn't for their faith, I really don't think, and they'll tell you, they wouldn't have been able to overcome all the adversity they had through the season.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you've got a long season. There's lots of injuries. Of course, in this particular case, the biggest injury was to the star quarterback, Carson Wentz, who was good enough to do the foreword of this book for you.
Yeah, and what's beautiful about that is Carson was a guy who, and Philadelphia fans are passionate about their football team. They're passionate about sports, and they're passionate about their football team. And between his first season, his rookie season, and going into last year, there was some conversation on talk radio, and people would say, our quarterback is always posting about his faith on social media. Is this appropriate? Should he be spending more time devoted to his craft? Should he be spending more time in the playbook? And I know that sometimes is, I'm a talk show host myself, so we put topics out there, and I thought that was completely out of line, because no one prepared more than Carson. No one worked harder at his craft more than Carson Wentz, and he wanted to use that platform to share Christ. And then as they start the season and they're winning and they're having success, nobody cared about that anymore. They weren't talking about the Bible verses he was posting.
Right.
They were talking about the touchdown passes he's throwing. And then to see the crushing blow, the injury that he goes through, devastating for this guy. And then there were the whispers. You'd hear people say, well, he's such a man of God. He has so much faith. How could God allow this to happen to a guy who's like a loyal disciple of his? And you and I know that becoming a Christian, being a follower, doesn't make us immune to adversity. It doesn't make us immune. Sometimes it makes our life even more difficult. But being a follower of Christ, we have him with us. We have the knowledge and the faith that he's going to guide us through. And what was so beautiful about what happened to Carson Wentz is, and it's terrible what happened to him on the field, but the very next day, Bill, he puts out a video the day after this injury, and he puts out a video on social media saying, I'm going to be okay, I'm fine, this is devastating, but I know God has a plan for me, and I will not waver, and I put my trust in the Lord. And it was great reassurance for people out there who may go through difficulties, who may go through trying times, to see this guy that they view as a hero on the field. If he can feel that way, I think other people should look at that and be like, hey, I could do it too.
And he became a hero off the field. I mean, here he is. Who wouldn't feel for him? A golden opportunity. How many quarterbacks in the NFL get to play in the big game? I mean, you're talking a single digit, number of QBs get to be there on the big stage. And here he is. He goes from being the starting quarterback, and now he's a cheerleader on the sidelines doing what he could do to uphold that team and be an encourager. I was greatly impressed, and to hear more about his background even encourages me, and I know other Christians even more so, Rob.
Yeah, and what was so special, you know, sometimes I like to say, Bill, that God is funny. The way he allows things to develop, because Carson Wentz now goes down with this injury, but who's going to rise up to take his place? A man of strong faith like Nick Foles, who in 2012, 2013, when he first joined the Eagles, became the spiritual leader leading the Bible study, and then he was traded from the team after having a great season, going to the Pro Bowl, putting up historic numbers, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in 2013, leading the Eagles to the playoffs. In 2015, he was traded by Chip Kelly, and then he doesn't have any success in St. Louis. He gets cut from that team. He contemplates retirement. He gets an opportunity to be a backup in Kansas City. He starts taking courses online to maybe perhaps go into ministry work at some point. And then the Eagles bring him in to be the backup to Carson Wentz. And what happens is you take a guy who was at the top, and then he was humbled, and he was lifted up. You know, you hear the Bible, for humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so he may lift you up in due time. And that's exactly what happened with Nick. He was lifted up. And to use the platform that he had throughout the week leading up to the Super Bowl, where he openly and boldly talked about his faith, then he had the greatest game of his life on the biggest stage against the best team, outplaying the best quarterback in Tom Brady. And then what does he do? He stands there with the trophy and he says, "I want to give all the praise and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
Well, Rob, these guys, I mean, what a miracle season to be able to, you know, have this kind of relationship. You know, now what? You know, where do they go from here?
You know, I get that question a lot as I'm doing these various interviews about the book, and people say, hey, can they repeat? It's a difficult thing to do in the NFL. Only 8 teams have repeated as Super Bowl champions, and none since the Patriots in 2003, 2004. Carson Wentz is still recovering from that injury. We don't know if he'll be ready to play week one. If not, they're in capable hands with Nick Foles, who's still here. They've had some turnover on the roster. Trey Burton, who I talked about as the spiritual leader, has now moved on to Chicago, and he's going to be playing with the Bears. They've got new guys coming in. On paper, they have the talent to be even better than they were last year, but so much goes into a winning season like that, and a lot of it is you got to get lucky. The breaks have to go through your way. They still have that camaraderie. They still have that brotherhood. The bond is continuing to develop, and the guys who were leaders here, who've gone on to other teams, maybe they could take a little bit of that, spread the message in different locker rooms across the NFL, and new guys coming in, they're accepted with open arms, and they can become part of the new fraternity, the new brotherhood. If I had to make a prediction, do I think they'll win the Super Bowl this year? No, it's too difficult, but I wouldn't put anything past the team.
Without a doubt. Rob Motti, author, radio, TV personality, as you can tell, a dynamic speaker. His new book, Birds of Prey, P-R-A-Y, The Story of the Philadelphia Eagles Faith, Brotherhood, and Super Bowl Victory. Rob, thank you so much. Appreciate it. All the best to you.
Bill, thank you.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Don.